Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Well, we do see that power of God being manifest in that church of Acts, and I do believe a big part of it was because they kept the ministry of deliverance out front where it should be. But also, never forget that they were in one accord. They were of one mind and of one spirit, even of one soul. And the other thing is, they respected the call of God. They knew their place, and they functioned in their place. We're very far removed from that in this wicked and perverse generation, where everyone does that which is right in their own eyes. And the Word of God is what can bring us to a point of recognizing these things and being in willing submission to one another in the fear of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head. And to understand authority, understanding positional authority, there is no way we can be in authority unless we're under authority. And if anybody knows anything about authority whatsoever, they will always choose to be under authority rather than to be in authority. And we see people getting out of authority all the time and thinking, like everybody always thinks, that they're right in their own eyes. But we must learn these things. We really don't have any option now. If we don't learn these things and apply them in our lives, the chances of us being able to endure unto the end and to stand in this evil day, in this Antichrist war on the saints, get pretty slim. But it's an awesome, mighty God that we do serve. And it is His will that His people be delivered from ignorance. Hallelujah. Brethren, we're coming into a time now where more and more of these people are going to see demons manifesting. And when they see demons manifesting, it will change their theology. I just got back from 3 days in Israel with Barry Shamish. And Barry has done perhaps the best job that I know of regarding just factual documentation that there has been more UFO activity and documented UFO activity in Israel since 1993 than probably the rest of the world combined. And there's a reason for that, of course. And I thank God, even though Barry does not know Mashiach, Barry still came to the right conclusion because he is objective and he loves the truth. And he's a good friend. Hallelujah. He's a brother in the making to test our patience. We are brothers. We are brothers soon to be. And I thank God that Barry knows that these things have no good in them, regardless of what their message is. Ultimately, it is nothing good for anybody to mess with these guys. His conclusion, from observance of the facts, and y'all would be amazed at what he has observed. God has somehow led him to be very careful not to get involved with any of the things that the mystics and the occultists get involved with as related to UFOs, but he's gotten pegged pretty well correct that they are demons. And I thank God for that. But we do know that one of these days, that fifth trumpet's going to blow. And people are going to see these things. They're going to see full-blown manifestations. If people at that time have heard the truth, then maybe they can get to go the right direction. So that's our responsibility, is to tell the truth, whether they can receive it now or not, whether they hear or whether they forbear. Our duty in love is to still tell the truth. But many people, when a fifth trumpet blows, and when these other things happen, then they're going to be open to receive some truths that they can't really receive now. But nevertheless, it can be given to them and perhaps quickened by His Spirit at some point down the road. And brethren, there's just nothing like a real demonic manifestation to change your theology. Glory to God. And these things are coming soon, brethren. So we're going to press on. Hallelujah. Right now, these demons may be inside, but the people choose a willing ignorance rather than to deal with the problem. But there's coming a time when they will want to deal with the problem. In the meantime, we need to get them out of us. We need to keep them out of us. We need to know how to get them out of others, or at least to bind them and take authority over them, and understand the deceitfulness of sin, and understand how vitally important it is for us to be in submission to God. And that means we have to understand authority, that we have to be under authority, that we cannot be in authority unless we're under authority. But soon these manifestations are going to come, and we need to be ready. So we're going to press on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But deliverance was a primary lead part of the ministry of that church in the book of Acts, and we need to have that for us, that deliverance is a major focus, and that we continue to maintain spiritual warfare and deliverance in particular as a main focus of what we are all about as we come together and fellowship in the Word of God and learn. And you know, brethren, I believe that we will see the important work of the ministry of evangelism following automatically as this ministry of deliverance is done. I mean, you cannot deny the manifest power of God. And when people see the genuine, real, manifest power of the living God, and how far superior God's power is over anything Satan's got, when his people will only learn to be in submission to him and learn these basic principles. Just, if you don't know anything else, just drop nukes. Blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua. I mean, and no matter how much you know, we're never going to know what we would like to know about this. And anybody tells you they know everything about deliverance, you better run from them. I mean, it's a constant state of learning. But never get too far from the basics, most basic thing. When in doubt, shout, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua. That is your nuke. Just drop nukes. I mean, if you don't know what to do, just say, blood of Yeshua. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When people see the power of the name of Jesus, the power of the name of Yeshua, the power of the blood of Yeshua over the power of the demons, then they're also going to make the natural logical connection that the power of the blood of Yeshua is sufficient to solve their sin problem. And we will see evangelism bigger than we've ever seen it before as we put deliverance out in the lead, in the front position of the work of the ministry in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When deliverance is in that lead position, the evangelism is going to take care of itself. Hallelujah. And since more than half of all physical affliction is a result of demonic spirits of infirmity, we're also going to see healing and other wonderful signs and wonders which glorify the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why this thing of deliverance and the authority of the believer over the demonic host when he is in submission to God cannot be any place but right out front where it belongs. And this is why the church is in such trouble as it is today. And we can do something about that. Praise God. Now another thing, we can't slack off of the truth regarding this schism that goes all the way back to the apostles. It is a strong religious principality, religious spirit, that causes people to embrace this oneness doctrine and deny the biblical doctrine of the Trinity. There's nothing more biblical than the Trinity. Even though the word Trinity isn't in the Bible, there's nothing more biblical than the three persons in the Godhead, the three witnesses that have borne witness in heaven since before there was anything. That is a dangerous, very strong religious principality, not just a chump demon, but a very strong religious principality that we've got to deal with unashamedly, in truth, regardless of what gets thrown against us. And brethren, mark it down. You're going to be attacked harder than you've ever been attacked when you try to do something about this. But brethren, it still comes down to this. This is a schism that goes all the way back to the time of the apostles. And what makes us think we can do something? The Holy Ghost. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. And if not us, then who, brethren? And if not now, then when, brethren? So we're going to do what we can. And we rejoice in the attacks that come because we are being obedient and try to do the right thing, to call this thing what it is. Any denial of the three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the Godhead known as the Trinity, and denied by any form of modalism or oneness perversion of sound biblical doctrine, needs to be called what it is, demonic. And it needs to have the blood of Yeshua and the power of the blood of Yeshua applied to get the Word of God to be able to renew their minds and cause them to begin to think biblically and not think themselves spiritually superior to all the poor dumb Trinitarians that don't understand the Bible like they do. No, they need to get delivered is what they need, and they need to lay down their spiritual pride and come together in unity rather than continuing to sanctimoniously foster divisions within the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, brethren, we can look at the various great things that have happened in the recent past, like great miracles of healing, and a lot of people are really charlatans and shysters that are involved in this, but there have been some genuine ones. I believe William Branham was genuine. But yet, what has really happened? Has the church really advanced and been victorious over the kingdom of darkness? No. And that's because that the real frontal assault, attacking the devil head on through deliverance ministry, has never been done that I know of. And whenever it does get done, it's always marginalized. The attacks from within the church just get outrageous. And yet, we're going to do it. I don't know any other way. I've been doing it this way for 25 years, and I don't know any other way. I've seen the manifest power of God. I've seen God raise the dead. I see Him heal the sick. Now, you can have a vain, powerless religion if you want, but if you think your vain, powerless religion of rationalizing why God did not mean what He said is going to move me off from what I know, I'm sorry. You better go play someplace else, because I know what I know. I don't just think I know. I know what I know. And there's a lot of things that I don't know, but those things that I have seen and I do know, based upon the Word of God, who cannot lie, and based upon the manifestation of His power, and there's no mistaking His power is always going to be exceeding abundant over any power of darkness, and I'm not moving from it. No, no, I'm not going your way. I'm going the way that the Word of God shows to go. Hallelujah. Now, when we talk about deliverance, I mean real deliverance, we're not talking about slapping them on the wrists. We're not talking about cream puffs at 30 paces. This is war. We're talking about out and out, real, flat, spiritual warfare, where we meet and confront the devil head on, toe to toe, by the power of the Word, blood, and Spirit of Yeshua. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God the Father, as the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, we get out there because He said, these signs shall follow those who believe. We believe. We don't care if you've got some fud, thud, or dud that doesn't believe and tells you otherwise. We're going with what God said. So go ahead and say that's radical. Go ahead and say that's whatever you want to say. It doesn't make any difference to me. But we will just have to stand and see what God's going to do. God's going to be glorified. And you wait and see. You're going to see God's going to be glorified. But we're going on to perfection. And that means that we are going to learn what it means to be submitted to God. And we're going to learn how to resist the devil. And it is going to be a war. We wrestle with Satan head on. Directly confronting him. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but we are directly wrestling with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in this present world, and we will confront them directly. And it is war. You know, brethren, it's a shame, but we've been so busy wrestling with flesh and blood and fighting with one another inside of the body, that Satan has pretty much had freedom to do whatever he will. And we're going to attack these demons, and we're going to call it just what it is, demonic. It's not ignorance, it goes beyond ignorance. It's a willing ignorance, and it goes beyond willing ignorance. It's demonic, and we're going to attack it head on, calling it what it is. We're going to attack it with the truth. The truth is that sword of the Spirit, which is our offensive weapon. And we will do it by the book. And those people who sanctimoniously claim to be doing it by the book, when in reality they are violating every principle in the book, will eventually be seen to be what they are, deceived, under demonic bondage. They don't know that they're not doing it right. They don't know. But that's no reason for us not to know and not to do it right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to press on. And when we talk about going on to perfection, I think Epistle of 1 John really sums up so many things about this spiritual warfare and the end of it. And we know, 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God. We know it. We don't think we're of God. We know it. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. Do we know that? Yeah, we know that. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. You know, a lot of people don't pay any attention to that. Little children. Yeah, we're all God's little children. It says, keep yourself from idols. Pressing on to perfection, that has a lot to do with it. Keeping ourselves from idols. Your ministry can be an idol. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure enough. Oh, anything, brethren, that we let get between us and the Lord Yeshua, anything that we allow to come between us and God, any person or anything or any work, anything that we allow preeminence instead of God, it's an idol. And we got to keep ourselves from idols. We got to learn the deceitfulness of sin. And we have to learn these principles of spiritual warfare. And they come from the Word of God. Brethren, we know that this whole world is in the grip of Satan. Now, it ought not be that way, because the Lord Jesus Christ has gotten total victory. And the problem is that we just need to wake up. We need to wake up to this mystery of the ages and understand this mystery of the ages, who we really are in Him, and what He is glorified that we do to manifest the exceeding greatness of His mighty power for His glory. We need to understand and know better what the will of God is. And again, it comes back to the Word of God. It comes right back to the Word of God. Everything always comes back to the Word of God. We need to cure our ignorance of the Word of God. We need to get understanding of the Word of God, not from some demonic spirit resting of the Scripture, but exactly what the Word of God says as a child would understand it by the Spirit of truth and holiness. Glory to God. We must enter the kingdom of heaven as a child. And because God said so, that is it. We don't have to like it. We don't have to understand it. No, it's nice if we like it. It's good if we understand it, but that's not necessary. What is necessary is God said so. And our faith will be based on God said so. Now, in time, as we walk in obedience, and that's really the proof of faith, in time we will get that understanding as we remain in submission to God. We will get the understanding. That's how the understanding comes, by being ready to turn at His reproof. This is why repentance is so central. This is why we cannot back off of this. It's been eliminated from the modern gospel today, which is another gospel, and we have to, with all holy boldness, stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and central to that gospel of Jesus Christ is repentance. And it is another gospel. If the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is ever preached without repentance being central, it is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is another gospel. And we will stand up with all holy boldness and proclaim that that is the way of grace. No one can find repentance apart from the grace of God. It is absolutely impossible for any human being to do that. Repentance can only come through the grace of God. And the finest expression of the grace of God is when human beings can find repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you hear it, brethren? It's time we sound the shofar of alarm. And we are hearing the battle shofar of alarm. And it's not an uncertain sound to us. It's a sound calling God's people to war, calling God's people to directly confront the demons of Satan on every hand, be they principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, false doctrines, Gnostic heresies, whatever, rulers of this world. Confront them directly through the power of intercessory prayer and signs and wonders that God will do, because it is now time that the exceeding greatness of His mighty power be manifest. It is exploit time, and His people are hearing that trumpet calling us to battle. And at the cutting edge is going to be this deliverance ministry, taking authority, understanding how we are under authority, how we walk in submission to God so that we can resist the devil. Understanding positional authority. It is so central to it. Understanding the freedom that Christ gives us and the power and authority that we have in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God never called us to build a city or an organization or anything else. God called us to be obedient, to walk in faith, to know what He said, and to walk in what He said. Not to try and figure out why He didn't mean what He said, but just because He said it, to go ahead and go that way and to do it. You know, we've got to have a Rechabite mentality, that we don't have strong attachments to the land. Now, that doesn't mean we're up and move out of our place. No, we got to find our place. Satan, one of his big games all the time is to try and get people to move in fear rather than in faith. Satan always tries to get people to move from the place where God has sent them. We need to stand our post. We need to occupy till He comes. We don't move unless God sends us. We stay where He has sent us. We are not moved. He is our defense. I shall not be moved. And though everyone else move away, I will stand where I am sent. I will do what He has sent me to do. And sometimes that's all He calls us to do, is simply to stand. But while we're standing, we can be talking to the Father about our brother. We can still be confronting the devil with the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit. It is a battle that is in the spiritual realm, and our sword is the Word of God. We need to learn the Word of God, speak the Word of God, pray the Word of God, and use those things that God has given us in the Word of God to bring down these strongholds, these principalities, these spiritual wickedness in high places. Come against them with the Word of God, what God has said. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to think about this. What did Jesus do every time the crowds got big? Remember when the crowds got real big and they wanted to make Him king by force? What did He do? Man, He offended them. He ran them off. He gave them a meekness test they couldn't handle. I want to tell you, you're not going to see the power of God manifest in big crowds. It ain't a numbers game with God. No, brethren, the sad reality is the quality of spirit and the quality of truth diminishes with the number of people. I wish it weren't so. It ought not be so. Because one of us will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. But as soon as you get this numbers mentality, you lose focus of where the focus needs to be, and that focus needs to be on God, what God said. And we need to be united, and sure we grieve when we see brethren getting offended and taken off. But brethren, there simply is no excuse for it. Now, they've got it all figured out in their mind that they're right and we're wrong, yada, yada, yada. But the reality is this, somebody separated themselves. And guess who's wrong when somebody separates themselves? Now, sometimes God will do a separation. And we have to trust that a lot of these separations that we see now, God is doing something that we don't maybe fully understand yet, and there will be a coming together again, just as surely as Peter and Paul came together, just as surely as Paul and Barnabas came together. I mean, sometimes God has something in mind to double the outreach of the ministry, and we don't understand these things. But nevertheless, what the truth is what we stand on, and we do not separate ourselves, brethren. We better not be doing what's right in our own eyes and separating from one another. No, we got to find a way to forbear for the sake of unity without compromising the truth. The truth must be upheld. And we need to be able to sit down with that sword of the Spirit and reason together with our brethren. And otherwise, we are simply not justified in any form of separation. Brethren, why is it when people get healing, when people get salvation, that they don't hold? Brethren, let me tell you, it's demonic. That's the answer. You know, just like repentance, there's a mindset today that is sweeping in, is overtaking the majority, that repentance is for the other guy. Well, the same thing holds true with demons. We got to get the demons out of ourselves first, and we've got to be eternally vigilant, ever watching that we don't get these things in us. And if we do get them in there, that we get them out. That we don't take it as an offense if a brother discerns that we've got a spirit in us that needs to come out. Let's get that thing out. Thank you, brother, for seeing that thing that needs to come out. Oh, hey, I got a thorn in my flesh. I didn't know it was even hurting. Hey, let's get that thing out of there before it starts festering. We need each other, brethren. We need each other to tell each other the truth. There are many truths that we may not see if a brother doesn't risk the relationship. And often, you know, a truth that we can't see is because we don't want to see it. And when a brother comes and gives it to us, we have a natural tendency to attack him because we don't know that we are not receiving and walking in and acknowledging this truth that the brother is bringing. Now, when we bring the truth to the brother, we've got to do it in meekness. We've got to know that he doesn't know he's been overtaken. He doesn't know that he doesn't know this truth. He doesn't really want to see this truth for some reason. And when we bring him this truth, he's going to attack us. So always bring it in meekness. The ability to endure insult without retaliation. We're going to be attacked when we bring the truth. But brethren, we must speak the truth in love to one another. And brethren, it cannot be loved. All it is feigned affection. It cannot be love if it is not the truth. The truth is first. That's the basis of love. If you do not have truth as the basis of love, if you're not working for the long-term good of your brother to bring him this truth that will set him free, that he doesn't see or doesn't want to acknowledge, he's going to attack you when you try and bring it to him. Just be ready for it and receive it in meekness. Hallelujah. Brethren, I don't really think the devil fears the great big mega ministries. And even though some of them are getting some truth out, I really don't think the devil fears the great big mega ministries. And a few people are getting saved in those ministries, but as sure as they get saved in there, those same big mega ministries, you name me one, I cannot think of one. Those same mega ministries teach these people that do actually get saved accidentally by their ministry that they can't have a demon. So as soon as they've got that false sense of security, the devil's going to bring them down somewhere along the line. And you know what's sad about it, brethren? When they get brought down, they're not even going to know. And we see it all the time. We see it all the time. One of the things that happens to people when they get brought down, when they are totally in the flesh, is they don't know they're in the flesh. Jesus says of this Laodicean age that we're all part of, and know us not. They don't know. And see, this is why it's so important for us to do the duty of love. And that is also the same reason why you're not going to see great large numbers. But it's not about numbers, brethren. It's about obedience to the King. It's about doing what the King wants us to do. And if we will dare to walk into these things, dare to be in submission to God, and dare to resist the devil, keep the devil out of us, and cast the devil out of others, brethren, we're going to see the exceeding greatness of God's mighty power manifest, and it's going to be in these small little ragtag remnants. Glory to God. And one of the things that I think the devil really fears about these small remnants who get out into deliverance is that they're totally unpredictable. They're following the lead of the Spirit. The devil really never knows what the Spirit-led child of God is going to come up with next. And that's the way it should be. And that's why I do believe the devil fears these little isolated groups who really walk in faith, based on God said so, no matter what, and take authority over the devil by the power of the blood of Yeshua in the name of Jesus. And this is the way it should be. Now, at the same time, we need to encourage these remnants. We got to guard against and cover their backside whenever they are being attacked, because the rest of the church is going to marginalize them. The rest of the church is really going to attack them. And that's why, really, we should rejoice, as many of the attacks that we see coming at us out there should be a cause of rejoicing, because it is the proof of the work of the ministry that we have. What are these people saying?
Well, he said I got a demon in me.
Well, la-dee-da. You've been smoking dope for 20 years and don't think you got a demon in you? What's wrong with this picture? So we do rejoice at those kind of attacks, and there's other attacks that Satan is successful in dividing up the body for a time, but ultimately those things will be repaired. We just continue to intercede and talk to the Father about our brother. Hallelujah. When you're into deliverance ministry, brethren, you got to learn to hang loose with the Lord. You got to learn to go to the Word every day. Don't let that ever slide by. You got to go to the Word every day. And that will keep you hanging loose with the Lord. And you see, this is part of the big advantage that we have. You know, God knows our thoughts. God knows the intents of our heart. But the devil really doesn't. And we keep him in the dark as much as we can. But we need to keep going to the light. We got to keep going to the source of our only offensive weapon. We got to continue to get those marching orders from the Lord. But when you're into deliverance, you're really just kind of hanging loose with God. And you're following that lead of the Spirit. And the devil really never knows what you're going to come up with next. I mean, you could just be just this way one second, pow! It just, he just never does know. That's a necessary thing, and something that you want to actually develop as you go along. There's not any real cookbook formulas in this. The only thing that is a sure thing all the time, when in doubt, just shout, blood of Yeshua, glory to God. We just kind of learn to listen for the Spirit. We especially are listening for Him to be quickening something out of the Word. And when He says charge, we just nail Him. We hit Him. We hit Him hard as we can. But this is so necessary that we just are loose. We're not uptight. We're just kind of hanging loose with the Lord, listening for Him to quicken some Scripture. Because, see, that's the sword of the Spirit. And we just nail that demon with the Word of God. We hammer that demon with the Word of God. That's what we're pounding him with. That's our sword. That's how we attack. And so that's why you gotta really be not uptight. You gotta just be loose. And this is, again, you see, it always comes back to the Word. This is why you gotta keep getting filled and filled and filled and filled and filled and filled with the Word. You gotta keep going to the Word every day, because you can't keep, you just can't hang loose with the Lord the way you need to in deliverance, to follow that lead of the Spirit and let Him be quickening anything, if you're not continually in the Word. So if you're going to go into deliverance, brethren, you know how I hammer on this. And this is part of the reason I hammer on it. Even if you don't go into deliverance, you should be in the Word every day. But if you're going to go into deliverance, brethren, it gets more important than ever, because you've got to be hanging loose with the Lord, following the lead of the Spirit, and what you're looking for is for Him to quicken some Scripture. And when He quickens that Scripture, and when He says, nail Him, then you hammer Him. Glory to God. When these demons are manifesting, just have a good time with the Lord. Have a good time with Jesus. He's got total authority over them. Be loose. Be loose. Listen to what they're saying. You see, Jesus even had a dialogue with the devils when they were manifesting. Okay? So it's okay. You know, we're not listening for the devil's voice. We're listening for the Lord's voice. But you can't get uptight. I mean, some of these manifestations might be kind of fearsome and so forth, but just know who you are. See, you're the one who is in Christ, and He has gotten total victory. And He has given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt you. Stand on it. If you don't have that verse memorized, you better memorize that. You've got to understand that in deliverance ministry. You got to be loose. They're going to try to use their weapons. Okay, what's the devil got to work with? His big one that he has to work with is fear. Don't let it happen. You walk in faith. I mean, if a demon manifests, try and get real loose with the Lord. Say, we're going to have fun now, aren't we, Lord? You know, when that demon manifests, the battle is on. The gauntlet's thrown down. And this is when we have fun. And we have fun with Jesus. We have fun for His glory in His power, see? And it's all about Him. You know, here's a chance now for God to be glorified. This devil was stupid enough to manifest. Now God is going to have some glory. And now we're going to see the exceeding greatness of God's mighty power manifest. So whenever the demon manifests, don't do like a lot of people do and get all uptight. No, no, no. That's the time to get loose. God's going to do something. You know God's going to do something. Remember, all authority in heaven and in earth is given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has given us authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. And nothing will by any means hurt you. You can't be hurt. When that demon is stupid enough to manifest, brethren, understand this. Don't miss this. If you've never heard another thing I said all night, don't miss this. When that demon is stupid enough to manifest, know that nothing can hurt you. I mean, here is a chance you're going to get to witness God's glory. When that demon is stupid enough to manifest, you're going to see God show His power. And He ain't going to be able to hurt you. When that demon manifests, he can't hurt you. God said so. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. See, God's given us that authority to overcome all the power of the enemy. Now, that thing may be real powerful, but what's he got to work with? All he's got to work with is ignorance and fear and deception. Okay? Now, but we know better. What do we know? We know this. We have power over all of His power, and nothing will by any means hurt us. So you can't get hurt in that situation. When that demon is stupid enough to manifest, the one thing you do know is you can't get hurt in this deal unless you stop hanging loose with the Lord. You know, all the devil has to work with is fear, ignorance, and deception. You stand on the Word of God like a little two-year-old child. And if nothing else, just stand there, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua, and be calm. Have fun. You're going to really have fun with the Lord when you get into deliverance. It should be fun. You just kick back and have a good time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Brethren, don't anybody ever try deliverance without memorizing Luke 10:19. If you don't have this memorized, you better get it memorized. But you'll see what I was telling you about. It's such a neat situation to be in when the demon is dumb enough to manifest if you know Luke 10:19. And Luke 10:19 is really part of you. It's part of your basic spiritual makeup. I mean, it's part of who you are in Christ. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And here's the part that a lot of people miss, and you can't miss this now, brethren. If you're going to get into deliverance, make sure you don't miss the last part of this. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. All right? You've got power over all the power of the enemy. When that demon manifests, brethren, don't miss this. Understand who you are. Make sure Luke 10:19 is part of who you are, okay? It's part of your innermost being. It's who you are in Christ, okay? You have, when that demon is dumb enough to manifest, you have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, suppose you get smacked across the room and get a couple of ribs busted. Guess what? God's going to get even more glory healing those ribs miraculously on the spot, okay? Word of God says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You really got it. A wonderful situation to have fun with the Lord when that demon does manifest, okay? So, recognize and understand, most importantly of all, who you are in Christ. Really spend a lot of time meditating on all the parts of Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19 has got to be part of your being. If you're going to go into deliverance ministry, you've got to understand that you have been given authority, you know, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ that gave you that power. It's not your power, okay? It's the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us power to tread on these snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. The Lord Jesus, in that situation, has given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Dwell on this. Meditate on this. nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, they're going to do some hurtful things. You know, you might get a bloody nose, and the Lord will miraculously stop the bleeding, okay? Whatever he does, God is going to be glorified, and it's not going to hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, okay? So, when you're in that situation, that's when you have fun with the Lord. Glory to God. Brethren, the people who are in the Lord's deliverance army, it's going to be a small group, but they're tremendously powerful because it's his power, see? It's his power, and his power must be shown to be exceedingly great, much more exceedingly great than any power of the enemy. Brethren, the Lord's deliverance army always has been, probably always will be, very small but very powerful. And the thing that you have to remember is it's his power. Whatever you do, don't ever let that power of the Lord being manifest through you and that you are to witness, don't let it go to your head. Don't ever let it lift you up in pride, because if it does, you're in trouble. And there's such a tremendous draw. I once made a mistake of encouraging someone to go into deliverance ministry who did not have that genuine humility before the Lord. And the humility before the Lord is different than the humility that people demonstrate before their brethren. And deliverance ministry is not for everyone. Casting out demons in Jesus' name is for all believers. That's for everyone. But a ministry of deliverance, someone needs to have genuine humility before the Lord. And that's different than the humility that people show to the brethren. And there are certain groups of people that should not go into ministry, and I don't want to really discuss that. Deliverance as a ministry is only for those who walk in genuine humility before the Lord. Sadly, there are certain groups of people who cannot help but get lifted up in pride when they see this great power of God being manifest. And all of a sudden, God is not being glorified. Their great anointing is being glorified. And this is sad. But it happens, brethren. And don't let it happen to you. The Lord's deliverance ministers are very small in number, but they're exceedingly powerful because it's his power, see? And there is a place for mass deliverance because this is where people can get trained and many people can be equipped for the work of the ministry in a very short amount of time. But most of the deliverance work is done on a one-on-one basis. And those who are called to be in deliverance ministry must be very, very careful of not allowing a religious spirit, a religious spirit of religious pride, to enter in, because that's just a shame. That's all it is. It's just a very sad thing. Some bad things can happen. I believe that all of you are called to cast out devils and do deliverance for the glory of God in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. I believe every one of you is called to do that because you're a believer, right? And these signs follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. So every one of you are called to set the captives free by casting out devils in Jesus' name. But to be called to deliverance ministry, be careful, brethren. Be real careful. And I believe some of you will be called to deliverance ministry as a specific ministry. But if that call is there, make sure that call is from God. And be extra, extra careful. And be on extra guard all the time. If there be any religious spirit of religious pride that has not been dealt with, and I mean dealt with fully, before you would go into deliverance ministry. Every one of you is called to set the captives free. God's will for you is that you be set free yourself and that you set others free by the power of the name of Yeshua, by the power of the blood of Yeshua, for the glory of God. The true God is the God who sets free from bondage, and this is part of the package. It's the basic first sign that follows everyone who believes. So it's for you. But to have a deliverance ministry, be careful, brethren. Just be careful about that. If you're called, fine. But make sure that every religious spirit, every ounce of religious pride is dealt with before going that direction. Hallelujah. Brethren, we just really, especially in deliverance, have to understand who we are. We're hands full of dirt. The Lord Jesus Christ scraped up a bunch of dirt from the ground and breathed into Adam, and he became a living soul. Okay? We are just dirt that God puts his spirit into. Isn't it wonderful that God would love hands full of dirt and would do such a glorious thing with a handful of dirt? And this may have been what caused Satan and the demons to rebel, thinking about hands full of dirt ruling over them. But the reality is that God had a plan, and he was going to show forth his love and his glory and his mercy through this plan of putting his spirit into hands full of dirt, that he might be glorified. And so if we can keep that in mind, everything should be all right. We are just hands full of dirt that God loves and put his spirit into so that he might be glorified. And if we're careful that he is being glorified, everything will be all right. But it is a powerful thing, and there's a natural, strong draw for any human being getting involved in deliverance to get lifted up in some form of spiritual pride. So just always be on guard for that, all right? Praise the Lord. Brethren, understand that the demons that we're warring against, they're creatures of pride. I mean, that's their being. That's the essence of their nature, is a nature of pride. And because of that, we can use that against them. Just go in humility and recognize you're dealing with a creature that is a very proud creature. A spirit being from another space-time continuum. And pride was their downfall and always will be their downfall. And play on that pride. Have fun with Jesus. Just be hanging loose, and whatever God tells you to tell him, tell him. Just remember, you have power over all their power, and nothing that they can do will hurt you. When that demon is dumb enough to manifest, if you are walking in submission to God, and if you really know who you are in Christ, he is really in trouble. And that's one time when you will find, I normally speak a little bit softer than I do normally. If I am dealing with just natural human flesh, a lot of times there's a place for really raising your voice. But when you're dealing with demons, they're creatures of pride, and you really, most of the time, do not serve anything. And I'm not saying all the time, but you don't really serve any good purpose by raising your voice. That's one time when really trying to have extra self-control, fruit of the Spirit, not to get into a shouting match. You don't have to shout. You speak with authority, so have enough decibels in your voice that they know that you know who you are. You represent the King of Kings. You're an ambassador of heaven. You're the one with all the authority. They're a liar. They will try and tell you things that are not true, but every once in a while you can really learn some powerful insight into spiritual warfare from the things that they say. But essentially they're liars, and they're creatures of pride. They're spirit beings that are totally bound and totally easily destroyed. You don't necessarily have to raise your voice to them. And it is just a wonderful thing that God has done for us to show us how that we can be more than conquerors in carrying on this purpose for which the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. You can use this pride, which is the demon's downfall, against them. They want you to be impressed by them, and so sometimes you can feign to be impressed by them. They're liars, and it doesn't hurt to, if God leads you to say, well, you must be real strong, or you must be real smart, or something like that, because they can give you good information that's helpful in battling with these things. And when they manifest, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in the midst of manifestation, did talk to them. Now, we don't go around talking to devils, no. But when they manifest, that's different, see. The gauntlet's thrown down, and God will have the victory, and God will be glorified, and we get to go on one of the most enjoyable times with the Lord Jesus. The whole key is being in submission to God. That's what it's all about. knowing who God is, knowing who we are, knowing that the power is God, and it has really not much to do with us. We just get a special time of witnessing the exceeding greatness of the manifestation of the mighty power of God. And we just must be in submission to God. That's the whole nine yards. That's why the Bible says in James, resist the devil. No, it doesn't. It says, first, submit yourself unto God, and then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But he's like a roaring lion. Our adversary is like a roaring lion. The roaring lion didn't have any teeth, didn't have claws. He was slow, wasn't that strong, but he had one thing. Man, he had a roar that would scare all the young lions and scare everything else in the jungle. And so what the lions would do when they would hunt is they'd have the old lion, he'd creep and crawl around to the far side of the herd, and then he'd let out with his great gigantic roar. And that would cause the herd to panic and fear and stampede away from that voice toward where the young lions were hiding in ambush. And that's the way lions hunt. Now, if the herd had sense enough to run right straight at that roaring lion, they'd probably trample him to death every time and none of them get eaten. So that's why the Bible tells us that our adversary is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, let's know who we are in Christ, and let's go ahead and enforce the total defeat of the devil. He was totally defeated 2,000 years ago, and the purpose for which the Son of God was manifest was to destroy the works of the devil. So it's time that a few stand up and say, enough. It's a time when we get involved with this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. And brethren, it's time that we advance the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It's time that we rise up and get involved in this purpose for which the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. And those who become involved in this are going to be those, first of all, who realize that we're not going to do anything in our own strength. It is not our power. It is not our anointing. It is nothing but God's exceeding great mighty power being manifest. And those most involved will be those who are least inclined to take any credit for it. They will be those who have been purged and repurged and pruned. And brethren, that's a big part of the reason why a lot of us are going through the things that we're going through right now. So count it all joy when you meet various trials. For it is that trying of your faith that will produce the endurance, the steadfastness, and prepare you for this ministry to set the captives free. Hallelujah.